Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Welcome back. It's 12 after the hour. Thank you very much for staying with me. Thanks for being part of my day. My pleasure to continue to be with you. As always, I'm Jim Blasingame, and you're listening to the Small Business Advocate Show. I'm glad you're here. Jim Ostroff is with us. Jim's a good friend of ours, a longtime member of our Brain Trust, one of the great editors at the Kiplinger Washington Editors. They're the people who produce the Kiplinger Letter, which is the weekly flagship production they've been making, putting out since 1923. And Jim's here to talk to us about what Kiplinger has to say these days. Jim Ostroff, welcome back to the show.
Hey, good morning, Jim, and good morning, everyone.
It's good to have you back, Jim, as always.
Thank you.
Guys devoted the entire letter this week to the economy.
How about that?
So Jim, what does it look like out there?
Well, you know, the key thing, we believe, is that, you know, it is very unlikely that we're going to see a recession again, a double dip one.
Mm-hmm. From your mouth to God's ears, Jim.
Yeah, well, we'll see. But this is what we see. And the thing is that the recovery, the upward momentum has been rather modest. As we know, very slow economic growth, employment growth. You're going back and forth, but the thing is that there are, we believe, enough signs to indicate that double dip recession is not likely. That we will see maybe around 3.5% growth in the economy in GDP this year, and about the same the next. But the thing is, you say, that's okay, but it's maybe around half as much growth, as we've seen after recessions since World War II.
But, Jim, you guys are still saying on the homepage here, on the front page, you're still saying that you think this year's going to be about 3.5% GDP growth.
That's what Kiplinger said.
And once again, Jim, from your mouth to God's ears, mm-hmm. I'll take that.
I'll take that right now
and be happy.
You could take it.
I have to say though, Jim, I think you're being a little optimistic there.
Yeah, well.
But Jim, we don't need a runaway recovery right now.
No, I don't think.
Do you? I think we've got to take our medicine as consumers, as business owners, as citizens of the world. We've been party to some excesses in the last few years.
We need to take this medicine so
we learn from it. What do you think?
Yeah, well, from a hard economic standpoint, absolutely. And the thing is, it has to be wrung out, and that's not all that easy. It's not all that easy just because the economy and businesses are very complex. And individual consumer economics is difficult, complex. So it just will take some time. And the thing is, though, of course, the worst thing would be over here for a sudden and swift recovery. And
we're talking, kind of overheating that would really be unnatural.
Right. And it would send the wrong signals, but it would unleash a lot of other things, including potential bad inflation. So slow and steady is the best medicine.
Right.
The main thing we believe is that the economy continues to grow and doesn't pancake back into recession, which is potential.
The potential for a double dip in America is tied more to what's happening outside our borders than inside our borders.
Well, that is correct. And we have spoken, both of us, a number of times about the situation in Europe. Some things that go boom in the night there could be absolutely outside of our control.
Right.
And they could lead to another recession.
Right. No question about it. So that's something, but we can't do anything about, you and I can't do anything about that, Jim.
No, we can't.
And one of the things that I want to tie something on page one to page two, and that page one, you say the rock bottom interest rates is helping to hold the economy up. But then on page two, we still have a credit crisis. So I want to tie those two together. As we talk about this, Jim, boy, howdy, have we got accommodating interest rates right now?
Well,
that's cold comfort, Jim,
right,
if we can't get a loan.
Well, that is, A very good point. That of course, is critical. You know, that you could go and, you know, I mean, by and large, there are thousands and thousands of companies and individuals who find it tough to get credit, to get a loan, spend less, spend much less sometimes. Mm-hmm. And that is a big restraining force on economic growth. And the thing is, of course, that particularly going out the rest of this year and into next year, you know, credit availability will have to loosen or have to improve. It is key.
Mm-hmm.
We know that. It lubricates everything.
Well, and of course, a lot of, you know, there are two issues here with the credit, from the credit standpoint, Jim. One is the health of the economy. And for the first time in really, from the Main Street standpoint, you know, we had the SNL problem back in the 80s, but that wasn't really, that was more of a commercial syndication industry kind of a problem.
That's correct.
It wasn't much of a Main Street problem as this issue is right now.
This is
pervasive throughout the banking industry, which we haven't had since the Depression.
That's right. Street.
And my point is, Jim, is that it's not going to be enough for the economy to come back. That's going to be a great help to for attitudes in lending, but the banking industry itself is ill. Has been
well,
ill.
It is.
And it has to heal itself before it can help us heal ourselves, doesn't it?
It does. And, of course, I got to say, and this is something one could talk about for hours and we won't, but of course, ultimately then it comes down to, you know, the consumer perception, business perception, you know, about things. And in many ways, until there's a feeling that things really are better, people are holding on very tight. And there are federal regulations that also...
One of the things that you guys point out, though, that I think is important to mention, that is good news for the economy. You know, we've come through a tough time in the last couple of years of people wringing out their inventories, not buying to replace, but really getting down, getting the inventories very lean. Those inventories are right on rock bottom now. We've got to replenish those. That in and of itself is going to help the economy pick up, isn't it?
Well, it will, and it has so far, actually, you know, as we've seen here in terms of inventory replacement, and the purchase of, you know, various equipment and software. But the point, so far, many businesses have begun to restock and buy again. But it's just a little bit, and then wait.
Yeah. But we may not like the numbers, Jim, but we like the trend. Hold on to that thought. We're going to take a quick break, folks. 20 after. Right back after these messages with our good friend Jim Ostroff. Welcome back. 23 after the hour. Little Stone's bringing us back. I'm Jim Blassingame. I'm glad you're here. My website is smallbusinessadvocate.com. I hope you check it out when you get a chance. Don't forget to subscribe to my free newsletter when you get there. Jim Ostroff is our guest. Jim is the associate editor with the Kiplinger Editors, and we've been telling you about their publications for a long time now, back since 98, and including the flagship, the Kiplinger Letter, and then they've got couple of biweekly letters, the tax letter and the agriculture letter, and then you got a magazine, right, Jim?
Yes, we do, the Kiplinger Personal Finance Magazine.
So you can find all those at kiplinger.com. Jim, what about that phone number?
There's a toll-free number. It's 800-544-0155.
So check it out, and a lot of good stuff there, and take advantage of the 30-day free trial that I worked so hard to negotiate for you there. So check that out at the phone number Jim gave you and at kiplinger.com as well. Hey, Jim, we'll continue to talk about the economy. One of the things that's happening out there is the housing industry is really putting a damper on things. And I was just noticing, by the way, folks, if you get a chance, if you subscribe this week, they can still get the current letter, right? Because it's still up there.
Yes.
You need to see these graphs. You guys have got 10 graphs in this edition, more than I've ever seen before. And the one that is the most shocking, Jim, is the drop in median home prices.
Believe me.
What are we talking, $45,000 or so?
It's something like...
$55,000, maybe $55,000. Drop in median house. Jim, that's a That's almost a 25% drop.
It is, and people would not build roller coasters with such a steep...
It's unbelievable if you look at this graph.
Decline.
To move median houses that far, 25, and that's just my quick estimate, folks.
Yeah.
Did you write it in here? I don't see it, but I mean, it's just...
No, we didn't, but it's like from roughly overall 230,000 to...
175 or so, something like that?
Yeah, within since the peak at about 06, but...
That's about that's over 20% drop in national median house. I mean, that's a shock to the system, isn't it, Jim?
It's even just that is horrendous. And, of course, housing was one of the prime movers in pushing us over the edge.
Right.
You know, when it collapsed.
So until that comes back, and it needs to come back, and it could come back quickly, but until that comes back, then, you know, we're going to have, this is another reason why, Jim, my letter to describe where we are right now is not a V or a U or a W, but an M for Marathon.
Well, exactly. And it's the long run over here.
And housing is going to play a big part of that in that measured, deliberate pace, isn't it?
Well, yeah. And, you know, that's why it's really going to be, I mean, we feel a decade before prices return to where they were about 2005.
Wow, a decade for housing prices.
And
those of you who are out there investing, those of you who are out there trying to, you know, to buy those short sales and all that, listen to what Jim says.
Yeah, and it's just very slow. And, of course, that assumes nothing else goes bump in the night.
Right.
You know, we're talking here of prices as well as the, you know, levels of new home starts of any sort. You know,
right.
It's going to be maybe middle of the decade before they come back. It's just enormous shock.
Jim, over on page 3, you guys talk about business spending. What's going to be the biggest driver of business spending?
Well, you might expect, really, you know, internet technology, IT. Mm-hmm. And that is so vital for companies now, and technologies move, you know, so quickly. And it's investment. Even we're talking software, is seen as a way to help retain gains in productivity and
right.
keep them going. But, you know, like ultimately spending on telecom, you know, mobile services will be up maybe 1% this year. You know, but on other things, it's basically computer equipment and software will be, you know, rising
right.
somewhat sharply this year. It's often the first to recover because it's so vital, and you might say get big bang for the buck.
Well, and the increased spending in IT, focusing on IT, that's all going to blend in to have an impact on the job recovery too, isn't it?
Well, it will. I mean, it will, and it does, and it helps. You know, but there are, you know, in terms of business spending, I mean that's a positive, but you know
right.
still. Very critical. Office vacancy rates, you know, will be climbing even higher.
Over on page 4, Jim, you guys talk about. Before we run out of time, I want to talk about consumers. What do you guys? Tell us about consumers, because automobiles are coming back a little faster.
Well, they are, and I should say just a measurable, palpable increase in consumer spending, but. It will be modest, maybe 2.5% this year, and
that's pretty good, though, Jim. I'll take that.
I know, and a little better in 2011.
But Jim, just as we wrap up, here's what's important about that spending. That's quality spending, Jim. That's spending that's not a lot of heavy debt in that.
No,
so
it's
that contributes
not.
to a stronger, a more better capitalized consumer, doesn't it?
It does, and it boosts the economy in a great way, and it is needed.
In a positive way, without a lot of leverage, and that's the kind of stuff we're going to have to build this recovery on. Hey, Jim, thanks for being here. Good job today.
Thank you, Jim.
We'll see you next time. Jim Ostroff, ladies and gentlemen, with the Kiplinger Editors. Check it out when you get a chance. I'm going to take a quick break right back after these messages. Stay with me. They don't explode.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.